Okay. Being that I photostatted it, the photostat machine sometimes works, it doesn't. So you have to add to the top and add to the bottom. The top is a circle. Obviously, it says Tsroros Mishalem Chazin Hesed. So that's the top of the, that's the title. Tsroros Mishalem Chazin. That's like the bottom of the page. We'll see Emet Hashem later. Okay? Ignore the text. Look at the boxes. That's what makes diagrams so helpful. Boxes are structure, texts are furniture, content. Right? Look at the boxes. Is Tsroros a Kocho-based reduction? Or to the left of the table, is it a Mishuna-based reduction? That's Rabbeinu Chanan. That's the last question, but now it's the first question, because logically it's the most theoretical question. Now look at the right part of the table. Im tim selomar havim edin kocho. If you go away from the Rabbeinu Chanan el, then how do you apply the disk? Now you get to the Nachlas David and the Birchus Shmuel. Right part of the table, we say kocho is kagufo, and it's normal regel, but the Lacha Mashmisina reduces it. Left of the table, I'm combining a lot of logic here. You can split some of these logics up, but I'm combining them. Kocho is lach kagufo. You'd be pot there. The Torah is machayev you. It's a mazik chadash, and it's always regel based on a chad. And those are three or four statements that don't all have to be together, but for the purposes of this table, I'm lumping them together. I'll say it again. If you hold kochos kagufo, then essentially tsaros is normal regal, because kochos kagufo, you should pay nezek shalim. It's regal inherently. And, you know, the Al-Khmashina says you're off a little bit, but stays regal because it's inherently regal, because kochos kagufo, so it looks like regal, smells like regal, acts like regal, and the Torah gives you a reduction. Al-Khmashina is lakula. The left of the page is a claim to Kiddush. No. Tsaros has nothing to do with the regal. Kochos left kagufo. It's some new mazik. Why do you call it regal? The Torah calls it regal. Oh, the Torah calls it regal? Then every tsaros is regal, even if it doesn't look and smell and behave like regal. Okay, so those are, this is the map of the sukkah. If you get what I just said, you understand the map of the sukkah. Question number one, Rabbeinu Chanan will know. That's why I introduced it the first year. Question number two, assuming Rabbeinu Chanan is not right, everything we talked about, or the kochos kagufo. Okay, let's start with the top level now and read some of the text, and then we'll get to the second level, okay? Just take a second just to see your bearings. It's not all just one big challenge of ideas. Bearings. You can't, I just say, you make fun of me, Purim, I say this every time. This is gold. The ability to see sugyas this way and to put things in order and to have slots and know where things belong is more important than scintillating spars. You can give scintillating spars from Hypus Margum, the day till tomorrow. It's not going to help you. It's all just one sphere of ideas twirling in your head. The ability to put things in context and structure them and where they belong and whatever. Is it a question on this? Are levels and layers? You can't imagine how important this is. It will help you learn the rest of your entire life. And if you don't see this at once, I've seen people give great svaras, but this year it's like Sloppy Joe. A little bit of meat here, a little bit of pickles here, a little bit of mustard there, as opposed to, you know, you come out of Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva was like Kufas HaRochlin. That was the Shevach that they gave him. The Gemara Gittin also, and others should know some. He would go out into the field, Kufas HaRochlin would go out into a field, and he would collect Chita, and Sa'ora, and Geffen, and Taina, and put everything into its compartment, and he'd come back and everything would be organized. And Rabbi Kiva learned Torah that way. He went out and covered everything, Pardes, but everything was organized in its place. But he came back and everything was clear, and that's why he was such an effective teacher. Interesting that the Torah found it was slightly different, as the Gal Shulah goes in. But to be able to do this is so crucial, especially when you're starting. Maybe one day if you learn Torah the rest of your life, then it all becomes one. I tell you, there's another way to do this. You know another way to do this? Go back in time, Yoni. Don't go to Frisch. Go to Tells. Learn 700 Blat Gemara by the time you're 17, 18 years old. And you don't need any of this. Why do you not need any of this? Because it's osmotic. It's intuitive. You've been through so much Gemara that you just get to this without having tables and systems. And that's how he's showing the Gemara. That's why they didn't need Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim's methodology is important for people who don't know Shas. If you know Shas backwards and forwards, then you don't need this. It seems like you breathe. Do I need to structure my breathing? Okay, now I'm going to inhale. Now I'm going to exhale. Okay, what is inhale? It's natural. It's native. I inhale and exhale. I breathe. So if Torah becomes like your breath, then you don't really need this. But we're far from that. So you need this to be able to make your way through something which, at least initially, isn't your intuitive. So I'm stressing so much Gemara logic. I say things so many times. I don't care how many chiddushim you have. I care if I could build the circuitry. Teach you to think like Gemara. Teach you to think like Chazal thought. And you get it, and you're able to go back and forth. Okay? So let's look at the top issue. Is it a kochel discount or is it a mishuna discount? There are four issues that we saw that revolve around this. Number one, okay? Yesterday's share. What would happen if you find cases of kochel which are not mishuna? Can anyone tell me three cases without looking at the sheet? We talked about it yesterday and today. What are three cases of kochel which are not mishuna? Giraffe and roller skates. Right? It's inevitable. Yutasim and Aleph. Rabba Bramaba. What's the second case? Say it the right way. Is runny. Food in the kli, braying animal. What's the third case? Ish. Is ish tsaras. Okay? Inevitable. It's a strange articulation because the words don't fit. E epshar elim kehim natesa. Inevitable. Number one. Number two, bizrani. Number three, ish. Is it a kochel discount? Those are tsaras. Is it a mishuna discount? Maybe not. Okay? That's gishmak. I challenge you to find. You really have to know Bava Kama. I challenge you to find, more than 100 people in the, people are learning today that can say that. That you really have to dig deep and see, and maybe get Rabbeinu Hanano, but to like really get the Bizrani, and you really, go find, if anyone can find someone and say, call up your Rebbe, if you learn Bava Kama less, you learn Bava, call up a and see what he says. He would get it. He'd definitely get a Geshmak if he thought about it. He would, wow, that would be, sense. So see if he says that, okay? I just want to see if other people are seeing this. Okay. Number two. Why in the heck would you apply Hadah to Tzraros Orche? Rava's question of Hadah, assuming it's Tzraros Orche. What do you mean? Tzraros is Orche. Hadah is a frequency, Isaac. Why would you apply? Now, of course, off this table, on the Moor table, there's a reason. But if you're on the Tzraros table, this is a Tzraros table, if Rava holds like Rabbeinu Tanano on the Rif, so the discount that Tzraros is, it's a little bit Mishuna, and Hadah can frequency-ize the Mishuna. So the Tzad to say, Yesh Hadah by Tzraros Orche, tells us in the second Shad of Rashi, may be aligned with Rabbeinu Tanano. Question number three. Again, why in the heck would Tzraros pay Migufo? Rava's first question. After all, Migufo is a Shinoi issue. Why would Tzraros, which is Orche, pay Migufo? We have all the answers we gave. But one answer, we just said this 10 minutes ago, is maybe Tzaras is a Shinoi, and every time you have a Shinoi, you get capped with a Migufo discount. Number four, why in the world would you say, Ein Shinoi Litzaros L'Rav Nezik, according to Rav Ashi? Why would you say that? Why don't you apply the Tzaras discount, which is Kocho, and the carry discount, which is Mishuna? You don't apply a double Shinoi. So the top of the table basically is everything we said today. Top of the table is today's share, because today's share is about Rabbeinu Hananel versus not Rabbeinu Hananel. So this is easy stuff. We just said it 10 minutes ago. Now you see it in context. The rest of what we learned the rest of the week, remember guys, we learned it this way. We started here and we went up. Now that we have the logic, we're going top down. First Rabbeinu Hananel, then everything we talked about. The bottom part of the sheet, everything we talked about until yesterday and today. Because until yesterday and today, we basically assume that Tzvaros is Kochel. If Tzaras is Kocho, then how do we understand Kocho? So here we have two models, and only four nafkaminos, but some of those four are multiple clustered nafkaminos. Okay, so there are four nafkaminos to this question. More like 12, but four. Okay? Learn to cluster nafkaminos. Again, it will make it easier. How many boys are there in Yeshivat Haaretzion? Okay, and then I remember them one by one. There's a boy named Dovi, there's a boy named Elisha, there's a boy named Gavriel. It's really hard. As opposed to saying, okay, there are 10 classes, and he's in this class, and I cluster 30 people in Rav Taragin's class. Now that I'm thinking of Taragin's class, I bounded my thinking, and I said, okay, who's in a Taragin's class? And I go through them, rather than just looking at everyone belonging to Yeshivat Haaretzion. So classification schemes help memory, because you put them in context. So how many nafkaminos did we talk about the last 3 days? I don't know, 50. But if we can put them into four, they're easier to remember because you cluster similar nafkaminos. Just like at the top, I clustered three cases of kocho that are not irregular. Eish, bizrani, and giraffes on roller skates. Inevitability. So learn to cluster nafkaminos. Don't just throw 100 nafkaminos at me. It doesn't impress me. You can have a chakir with 13 nafkaminos. Learn to cluster them. Mir Hashem, I'll try to give you a share this week. I tried to do that. The 100 answers to the Beis Yosef's question. Why we don't keep Hanukkah 7 days? Because they have the 7-day miracle, because they had enough oil for 1 day. So there's over 100, I think by now, by over 1,000 answers, right? Anyone know the name of the Sefer? Coolest name ever, Ner Lamea.
It's a takeoff on Shabbos. The Gemara says that one candle can be used for one person or for 100 people. So ner lemeh, 100 answers of Beis Yosef's questions. So try remembering 100 answers. I made a list of like the top 25, and I put them into three categories. These answers are attacking it this way. These answers, slightly different. These answers are attacking this way. Oh, all of a sudden, there aren't 25, but three or four. There are three or four strategies. Each strategy will differ by learn to do that. It's so important. It's called classification. Classification. That's when science leapt forward. They stopped looking at nature as this huge pond of organisms and they classified them. Okay, this is a reptile, whatever the classifications are. So when you classify, you simplify and you remember. So here I'm classifying four questions, which are really more. But let me repeat the question. Okay? We have two basic models. And these are models we build very slowly. And these models have many layers to them, and you could not necessarily hold every layer, but this is a chazara sheet. This isn't reviewing every shir. This is a chazara sheet. One model says, you know what? Kocho is kagufo, even by animals. And therefore, Svara should pay nezek shalim. And it's regel, because why not? It's orche, and it's kocho kagufo. It looks like regel. It smells like regel. It tastes like regel. It's regel, inherently. And you should pay 100. But Hashem gave you a discount because it's kochel on the bottom of the table. Forget Meshunah now. Forget Rabbeinu Chananel now. The other model is, no. Animals are not cognitive. When Hillel throws something, that's kagufo. When Hillel's animal, doggy dog, throws something, it doesn't aim, it doesn't know what it's doing, it's left kagufo. And if not for the Lech Moshe Misinai, nada, nunca. You'd pay nothing. Kochel laf kagufo. And Hashem stepped in and said, you know what? It's not fair to Yisrael David. That Hillel's dog damaged the tzaros, you don't pay him something. Sounds a lot like knas, right? Halacha Moshe Misina has to tell us it's not a knas. Remember Rashi? Rashi in Ksuvas, Halacha Moshe Misina, Rashi in Baba Kama, not a knas, Halacha Moshe Misina. Sounds like it'd be a little knas-like, even without bringing Karen into the conversation. And now that it's something you shouldn't be chayav for, and the Torah is mechayav you, okay, now I can start fresh. It's nothing normal. It's an outlier in that other room, and it's a new mazik. And we don't even have time to go into the new mazik. How would you even define the new mazik? Well, how is it different than normal Baba Kama? But it's a new mazik that you should really be putter. It's kochel laf kagufo. But Kodesh Baruch was mechayiv you. It's a new mazik. And you know what? You know what I'm calling this? Regel. Why? I don't care. That's what I call it. Don't start telling me, oh, it's only regel because it looks and smells like regel. If I change the smell a little bit, I can turn it into tzaros of Karen or Shane. No! No! Nunca. This is Tsaros. This is new country. This is Antarctica. In Antarctica, I make the decisions. It's regel. Not because it looks and smells like regel, but if you change the look and the smell, it could be Tsaros of Karen or it could be Tsaros of Shane. It's always, always Tsaros of regel because it's not regel because of the similarities. It's regel because it's regel. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu associated it with regel. Those are our two models. We've been working with those models the entire time. You just haven't been aware of it because we've been so embedded. But those are always... This is Reb Chaim's question. The top level is Rabbeinu Chananel's question. The bottom level is Reb Chaim's question as we developed it. Is it a normal kochel kagufo and it's normal regel because it smells like regel and you should pay 100 but the reduction comes along? Or the opposite? It's kochel lav kagufo. You shouldn't really pay. It's a new man. Again, you could take each of those clauses and break them away. It's not really a new mazik, but it's regular. Right now, I can't give you 100 sheets. I want it all to be on one sheet. But those are the two basic models, two basic mind models that we've talked about. Gavi.
Is it
kocha?
You say the Rabbeinu Chananel kocha mishun?
Well, I'm on Rabbeinu Chananel. I'm in the bottom, yeah.
But is that, if you say it,
Whatever. How can you say the bottom to the top? Right now, no, don't get there. We didn't get that to that level. Okay, that's a deep, deep, deep level. What the Rabbeinu Chananel will say about the Nachman's Davis question. Okay, but for now, let's not think about it. Okay, what are the questions we talked about? I'm going to read the headlines, and then we'll read the sub-headlines. Headline number one, look at my hands visually. Is Halacha Moshe Misina going like this? Is Halacha Moshe Misina going like that? We think it's like that, maybe it's like this. Is it Mechayev you or discounts you? Number one. Number two, this was the big one. This is Reb Chaim's question. When I have Tsaros Meshunah, do I say, look, now it's Karen? Because it was only Tsaros because it looked and smelled like Regel. Because it's Orche. Now that it's Meshunah, I'll call those Tsaros Karen and start to think about applying certain Karen halachas like Shinoi and Hadah to it. That was Rava's question. Question number three. Oh, can there be tzoros of shein? Which is similar to two, but not necessarily. You could break off three from two. Four. Now here's a big chiddush. How do we define tzoros versus nezek shalom? Going back to the original questions of Rava. We never did this before. I always teased you to think about it. Is the boundary between tzoros and nezek shalom guf versus non-guf? Guf is nezek shalom. Non-guf, non-bodily contact is tzoros. Or is the boundary maisa versus non-maisa? Whatever is the animal's maisa is going to be nezek shalom. Whatever is not the animal's maisa. How is that impacted by the question? We'll talk about it in a moment. And there are three nafkaminas to that. Okay? So someone stops you on the street and asks you, give me four nafkaminas, whether kochas kegufo and saros reduces the kochas lav kegufo. You say, how we understand the nature of lechem moshmi sinai. Two, is tzoros mishuna karen, or regel, or chayim. Three, can there be tzoros of shein, Rashi and Tosfos. Four, what's the balance between tzoros and nezek shalom? What does that mean? Okay, now let's talk. Sit down and learn for 2 weeks. It'll take me 2 weeks to explain that to you. Because everything here is 2 weeks of work. But I can summarize 2 weeks of work in four leading questions. Four leading questions for Abchai. So now let's go through each of those questions slowly. Question number one is Lechem Hashanah up or down? Well, that may have been Rava's question by Megufo. If it's a downward spiral, it's a reducer, then just like it reduces payment, it can cap it by Megufo. So maybe that was Rava's question. The fundamental question, how view Lechem Hashanah Sinai? The Rush viewed it as a kula. Tosfos and Daf Gimel viewed it as a kula. But maybe it's the Chumra. Question number two, this is the biggie. Tzoros Mishuna. Is it Karen or Regel? We would all think it's Karen. Because Tzoros was only called Regel because it looks like Regel. I didn't put it on the table because it's not really a nafkamina, but that is already latent in the five famous words on Daf Gimel of Amai, Kari Le told it the Regel. But as we discovered, that could be, now follow carefully, that could be number one, Rav Yirmiyah's question. Assuming you are Gareis like Rashi, I'll repeat yesterday's question. You can look inside on Daf Yutes. Rav Yirmiyah asked if an animal is going and it kicks Tzoros, is it Karen or Regel for Rishus Harabim? Ubata, if you're Gareis Bata, why should Ubata be Regel? It's Karen. It's Tzoros Mishuna. Answer is Rav Chaim. Tzoros is always Regel. Rav Yirmiyah was asking Rav Chaim's question according to Rashi's Girsa. Animal walking and kicking tzoros, tzoros mishuna. Classic, not giraffe on skates. That's Abba Baramel's question. Regular animal kicking tzoros, tzoros mishuna. You and I would think it's Karen. Maybe it's Regel, automatically. So that, before we get to nafkaminas, that may have been Rav Yirmiyah's question, assuming you have the word ubata. Number two, bays. Two bays. That could be Rav Ashi's question. Why would you not apply shinoi to tzoros? If Tzoros Mishun is Karen, then just double up on the discount. Now you could say it's a discount double inhibitor, you can't double discounts, whatever. But you could say, like Reb Chaim said, that every Tzoros, even Mishuna, is Regel. If it's Regel, you don't apply Shinoi to Regel. Shinoi is only a Karen issue. So that could be Rav Ashi's question. And finally, it could be Rava's question. According to the first language of Rashi, and by the way, excuse me, apologize, the way we see this as a potential in Rav Ashi is through the Rambam. Because according to Rav Ashi, you wrote it there a couple days ago, according to the Rambam, Rav Ashi was asking two questions. If you hold Yesh Shinoi and it's Karen, A, you'll double the discount to 25. B, you'll be Chayiv in Rishus HaRabim. If you hold Ein Shinoi, not only will you not double discount, but you'll be Patur Rishus HaRabim. Whoa, whoa, whoa! What's the relationship between double discounting and whether you're Chayiv or Patur Rishus HaRabim? Based on this, Reb Chaim said that the Rambam understood, or we understand, he understood Rav Ashi's question as a question of identity, not double discount payment, but if Tzoros Mishuna is Karen, you'll double discount it to 25, and you'll be Chayiv in Rishus HaRabim. If Ein Shinoi, it means that Tzoros is always Regel, you won't double discount it, and you'll be Pater in Rishus HaRabim. That's the left of part 2b. 2 Gimel is Rav's question about Hadah, according to the first Lashon in Rashi. According to the first Lashon Rashi, Rava was asking about, can you turn Tzoros Mishuna into a Mu'ad Nezek Shalom? Why not? Tzoros Mishuna is Karen. Karen is subject to Hadah. Why not? The answer is, Reb Chaim, because Tzoros Mishuna may still be Regel, and Regel is not a candidate for Hadah. So those are the three questions that stem from Reb Chaim's issue. A, that's what Yirmiyah was asking. B, Yesh Shinoi or Ein Shinoi? C, Yesh ador ein adag and migufo, but migufo is less compelling, so I left it out. Okay? Three is much easier. Can you have tsaros of shein? If tsaros is always regal because that's the way Hashem decided, or tsaros is regal because it looks like regal, but if it's driven by enoch, it could be shein. So we saw two examples. One is the case of the chazir novar bashba, where the pig is going through the garbage to find some food and throws refuse. Rashi said it is not tsaros, and Tosa says it is tsaros of shein. Okay. And it's Rashi the source of Rego, or Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. I'm just to make sure I got Rashi right. Rashi says it is Kabinav of Ashba. Tosa says it's source of Shein, right? Rashi says source of Rego. And the second case is, again, how you reconcile the two Rashis when Yud Ches Amid Beis, where an animal has diarrhea and has to make. So Rashi has two deos as to whether there is Hana, and even though there is Hana, it's Tsaros. Or there's no Hana, because if there were Hana, it couldn't be Tsaros, because there's no Tsaros of Shin. Those are the two cases of Tsaros of Shin. Number four. Okay, now everyone wake up, because this is going to be a very, very subtle point. Maybe we'll end with this, or maybe we're not going to get to the next Chazara table. We won't, but I'll just give you a general scheme of the table. Okay? Now we're asking the following question. In the very beginning of our Tsaros learning, 2.5 weeks ago, we had two Gemaras that helped us question whether Tsaros versus non-Tsaros is gauged by Guf versus non-Guf or gauged by Maisa versus non-Maisa. How does that relate to this question of Rechai? So let's first discuss the question, then we'll talk about the relationship. Okay? Ha'im kol hezek she'ena ba'ayi de Guf ha'bit Tsaros. Oh, rak nechshav Tsaros and hezek ena ba'ayi de Maisa. What is Tsaros? A lack of Guf or a lack of Maisa? So we had three nafkaminas. Two Rava issues, one famous Rimigash, which didn't come out, so you'll have to write it in. The first issue of Rava is, what case of Zav, that's Tameh, would be Nezek Shalem? Do you need Guf, which is the way the Rav had learned, and therefore to make it Guf, you need it to be a wagon that the Zav is pulling, or a wagon that the animal is pulling, which becomes part of the animal's Guf. So wagon becomes part of Guf. Wagon crushes Kalim. It's like the animal's Guf crushed Kalim, and that's what's necessary to be out of Tsaros land and into Nezek Shalem land? Or the Meiri's approach, that if the Zav were to just step on a board, and that board were to move someone off the board, that would make him tame. The same way an animal that steps on a board and makes the cliff wall. The board isn't part of the animal's goof. In the way a wagon is, the board is just the mice of the hammer. The animal's applying pressure to vibrate the board and to throw the cliff off. And that's enough to be non-Tsaros, Nezek Shalem, according to the Meiri. So this question, what does it take to leave Tsaros, or what is Tsaros a lack of, sounds like it's a machlokas between the Ravid and the Meiri. The Ravid says Tsaros is a lack of goof, you need goof. Whereas according to the Meiri, Tsaros is a lack of Maisa. Anything that's your Maisa, even an animal vibrating a board, will be considered Nezek Shalem. Two ways to view Rava in the Zav analogy. The second question, which took us 3 days to deliver, but I'll summarize it in one sentence. Okay? Is Basar Meikara an enemy of Tsaros? Now, if you want to close the door. Is Basar Meikara potentially, is Basar Meikara potentially a Tsaros Buster? Who remembers? Who felt that Basar Meikara is a Tsaros Buster? Tells us. If you say Basar Meikara, you will not have Tsaros. And therefore, we have to assume that kicking stones, you don't apply Basar Meikara. Basar Meikara is only pushing a kli, but not kicking a stone in a kli. Because if kicking a stone in a kli, you would apply Basar Meikara, it wouldn't be Tsaros. And the Ksaz answered, what do you mean? You could apply Basar Meikara to kicking a stone. It will still be Tsaros because there's no bodily contact. When you push the kli, oh, that was Rava's question. If I have Basar Meikara, by pushing a kli, you have bodily contact. If you collapse everything into T0, it's not going to be Tsaros because it's bodily contact. But throwing a stone will always be Tsaros because there's no bodily contact, says Tsaros, because Tsaros held like the Ravid. That Tsaros or non-Tsaros depends on bodily contact. And by kicking stones, it's never going to be bodily contact between you and the damaged item. So therefore, will always be Tsaros. If you didn't say Basar Meikara, there's no problem. Whereas Tosas evidently felt pressure to eliminate Basar Meikara as an option by kicking stones, because if it would be an option, the kicking stones would not be Tsaros, because you'd collapse everything into the beginning. And evidently, going to Tosas, if you collapse everything into the beginning, the mice has already been completed, and you have a mice in Ezek, which is part of the animal. If you understood what I just said, you understood 3 days of Shir. You just have to say it maybe 10 times in your mind. Just go, it's A, B, C, D. If A, then B, then C, then D, oh, then we get to E. And repeat it one more time. Tosas felt that Basar Meikara collapses Tsaros. And therefore, if I say Basar Meikara by throwing stones, if I look at it all from the throwing moment, oh my goodness, throwing stone. It's all happening here. And then I don't really care that 2 seconds later it does damage. Oh, look, it happening here. That wouldn't be Tzaras. So evidently, I don't apply Bazen Mikar to this. Because if I would, it would conceptually ruin Tzaras. What do you mean? I'm not touching the item. I'm touching the stone. Like, but if I say Bazen Mikar, the mice is happening here. And there's a mice of behemoth. I don't care that it takes a while to unfold because it's all the mice of behemoth. And it's not Tzaras. Because according to Tosus, mice is enough to disqualify Tzaras. And Bazen Mikar would make the mice of behemoth. Hence, I can't have Basar Meikar by Tzaros, and I have to make a Chiddush. Basar Meikar does not apply to throwing stones, only to throwing kalim. Zara Kli Mirosh Agat. The Excel says something very passionate. No. Say Basar Meikar. It does apply to throwing stones. I don't care. You can do this all day long. You are never touching the object. There's never a contact between your fist or the animal's leg and the object. Because going to the Excel, like the Ravid, to make a Nezek Shalim, you need Guf. Tzaros is any time you don't have Guf. Whereas according to the Tosfos and the Meiri, Tzaros is any time you don't have Maisa. The third issue we saw was the Raivin. You have to write this in. The Rimigash, because on the bottom of the page, the Rimigash has a question. How come the Gemara in Yud Chesem Beis calls Glalim Tzaros, and yet the Gemara on Daf Gimel calls urination, it calls it non-Tzaros. It's a told of shame. It should be Tzaros. The Rimigash made a chilek between urinating or diarrhea, which is a liquid, which is constantly attached to the animal, as opposed to dry feces, which would be glalim, and that would be tzaros on daf yuchesim and base. Namely, according to the Rimigash, urination or diarrhea is enough to be called non-tzaros nezek shalim, even though there's never any contact between the animal's body and the devar hanizek. Urination or diarrhea is your maisa behema, when an animal throws out a liquid. Psh, that's a mice, as opposed to an animal throwing a stone. Throwing a stone is not mice of hema. Throwing a liquid is mice of hema. But there's no way to say that throwing a liquid or diarrhea would be considered goof contact. So by calling urination non-sraros, or diarrhea non-sraros, the Rimigash agrees with the Meir. You don't need bodily contact to be an Nesek Shalim. All you need is mice of hema. So if you want to write that in, it would say, Chilik shel harimigash, Ben Glalim, Levein Meiraglayim, or Jilshul. That's the chiluk of the Rimigash, showing us whose side he's on. He's on the Meiri side, not on the Ravid side. Okay? Now here's the big chiddush. Get ready for the big bang. Here's the big chiddush we never said. I believe, okay, this is really, really abstract. You have to think about it a little bit. That if we start from a position of Kocho Kegufa, and let me see if I get this right. It's really abstract. I didn't even think about it for a moment because I didn't think about it sufficiently. Just a kofa kufa and give a discount. If we're mechayev you arbitrarily, chatzi nezek, if I'm giving a discount, then what do I discount? I discount anything which is not my stuff. Right. I believe that if the halacha l'moshmi Sinai says you're basically pater by tzvaros, and I'm being mechayev you, then that indicates a lack of a maisa. Right? What is more debilitating in Bava Kama? Forget tzvaros. What makes it least likely to be a normal Bava Kama chiyuv? Lack of a maisa. Except the problem with Tzaros is lack of a maisa, then in theory you should start from zero. The Lacha Moshe Sinai increases chiyuv. Whereas if the vector of Tzaros is you start with the chiyuv and the Lacha Moshe Sinai gives you a discount, so the discount would only apply. To get the discount, you won't have to go to a place where it's not goof. Where it's not maisa. It would be enough to go to a place where it's not goof. Namely, if you're following the table, but this is very, very speculative. If you're following the table, if the halach l'mosh misina creates a chiyuv of tzvaros, but only a partial chiyuv, it's likely that it creates a chiyuv where there's no maisa, but once you have a maisa, the chiyuv is created on its own at Nezek Shalim. Whereas if the halach l'mosh misina gives you a discount, it's more likely to be like the Ravid, where the chiyuv is there, but the discount comes because there's no bodily contact. The second part is less compelling than the first part. The first part, I see a lot of parallels between saying that Koch was lav kegufa and the Torah creates a chiyuv, and saying the chiyuv of chatzin ezek is when there's no maisa, One is a Maisa, and the Torah doesn't have to create a Chiyuv because it's a Maisa Behema and Yochai. That's a way to connect the two. That's why I put four underneath the two, but it's far less compelling, obviously, because it's very, very speculative. Yes, Zev?
According to this stuff, is Stira and the Meiri? Because within my focus with the Ravid, he would hold that
it's Maisa.
Yeah, it's Maisa. Whereas he argues with the Rambam, the Rambam's Sock, that like it's either like it could be Karen Mamish.
So, no. He argues with the Rambam because it's a teiku. So how can you pass it if it's a teiku?
Because he was doing the most makel.
Yeah, but. He said, "Must have a lot of right." I think it's a psak argument, not a conceptual argument. I think. Okay, let me just since we're late, let me just we'll look about these. We'll look at that. Can I try to give you a table? We'll just read the Roman numerals to see how things evolve. And as you get to further parts of the table, I reference earlier parts of the table. So let's say you're not learning it as a visual, but you're making your way through it. So let's just read the Roman numerals. Number one, the Chayim. Is it a new mazik? It's a little bit different than the table, or is it a classic regel? Number two, if it's regel, why you pater? Kocho, or you know what? I should really change that. It's just late last night. You know, let me make changes to this, and I'll give it to you. It's a very, very intricate table, but I should probably change Roman number one or two to reflect more of the table, and not confuse you. I don't want to confuse you too much by giving you a different way to look at it. I'll fix the table. You can throw out the pages now. We'll waste a little more paper in this world. I'll give you a table on Mirth Hashem on Sunday, and we'll have a few minutes just to review. Okay, let me get to two ideas of the parsha, then in Mirth Hashem we will take a break for Shabbos. Okay.